Documentaries.
Uh-huh.
History. Insights. Interviews. Chef's Deep Dive.
And welcome to Chef's Deep Dive. And this week we've got our guest, the one we love. It's Fatboy Slick.
No, I wasn't playing. I wasn't playing the trumpet.
Oh, what was you?
I wasn't doing a Roy Castle.
Dedication's what you need. It was for him, wasn't it? All that trumpet playing killed him.
I do remember growing up. He was like a kid's superstar. Everyone was just like, he's the most amazing person. And like, if I was a kid and I'd met Roy Castle,
that was it.
I would have been like, oh my God, I've literally met the Pope. That's how he was so revered.
But he was such a nice guy as well.
He was, but if I'm being honest, when I look back at him,
yeah,
he's a fucking tap dancing trumpet player.
That's it.
I don't understand why he was disliked. This sounds really bad. Other than having cancer, I don't know why he was so revered.
No idea.
I'd have to Google it.
He didn't do anything great, did he? Like, I don't know, play a trumpet for 48 hours to be in world records. Because he was doing the world record thing, wasn't he?
That's what everyone remembers him from, is charity work and tap dancing and playing the trumpet and record breakers.
Two things which you'll never see on TV again. Probably.
I know, fucking shit is that? There's how bad it used to be. Do you know what? Record Breakers was a weird show. So you had Roy Castle, or Castle, if you fucking say it that way. You had him, who literally just wanted to tap dance at the end of every episode. You had, who was the other one? It was Cheryl Baker.
Who used to go out
in Eurovision.
Yeah.
And then in the latter years, they brought in bloody Chris Akabusi. Oh my God. What a weird show.
I know, it just... And that was it. They've never repeated it, you know what I mean? It's never come back out again, has it?
No, they did. They did try to reboot it God knows when. But for, like, with a new, younger, like, audience of presenters and stuff. But, I don't know.
Old TV stuff. Jesus.
It was. I used to enjoy watching it, see records be broken, how daft they were. But now there's records for, like, ridiculous stuff. Like, the longest hair on a female, cheap. Just like, they're so stupid. longest amount of time between dying and being caught as a paedophile. The funny thing is with the Roy Castle thing as well, when he was tap dancing and playing his trumpet, do you remember he used to do it with one hand in the air as well, as if he was something special? And he'd, at the end, he'd be like, record breakers, and he'd have his one hand in the air going, da-da.
And tap dance at the same time.
And tap dancing, blowing the trumpet, one-handed trumpet tap dancing, which as a kid, I thought was brilliant. But if you think about it now, he wouldn't even get past the first round of Britain's Got Talent.
No. It wouldn't get on TV, would it?
He wouldn't even qualify to get on TV. It'd be shit. People would be like, boo, this is shit, get him off. No. And then he'd stop and then he'd take his hat off. He'd be like, I've got cancer though. And then, actually, he's now fucking Amanda Holden and the other one fighting over pressing the gold bloody button.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's the way to win Britain's Got Talent, isn't it? You've got to have a sob story for a background.
You've got to have a sob story. He would take his cap off and go, oh, but I've got cancer. And they'd be like, oh, fucking, it's my... Amanda'd be like, fuck off. You, this is my time. I've got the old person this time. You can have the bloody single dad with ADHD or something. He's mine. Should you be doing run on stage trying to take selfie time.
Take your cap off,
get the cancer in, come on. Selfie time.
You've got to have something wrong with you to win. It's like if I went on, I'd have to say I was a prisoner of war camp. I fought with the ISIS, I made my way across the desert.
What, you were forced to fight for ISIS.
I was forced to fight for ISIS and then made my way across the desert. I appeared in one of those beheading videos, but they missed me.
They missed me and got my other bollock, and then they force fed it down the throat.
It's like, what are you going to sing? Jingle Bells.
With the spoons.
With the spoons. And they'll be like, yeah, that's the best spoons ever.
And Amanda Holden will be like, oh my God, I'm crying. I'm crying. It's the most amazing story.
I slipped
story.
Off the chair. That's the only way to get on now. You've got to have a fucking bad stuff.
You've got to be dying. You've literally got to be. And how old are you? 99. You're in. You're in the final straight away. I mean, we've got to get you in before you die, but you're going to win. It's as simple as that.
You got. If you go on with me lads, yeah, I'm going to have to put one of them in a wheelchair. Hide one of your legs. Hide one of your legs. Say dog with
your
dog.
Say just your knee, shall
we? Yeah.
Bring the dog in.
Bring your dog in. Yeah, but make the dog with a limp. Kick the dog beforehand so he's limping. What's his name?
No, what happens? You wheel him in, and then your son goes, yeah, and I've brought my dad for a day out as well. Then you're actually the disabled one.
It doesn't matter what you're doing.
So what's your name, young lad? Oh, no, it's not me performing, it's the dad. I'm going to do a one-man show with... what's that? I'm going to do a one-man show.
1 minute, let me just get me trumpet. And let I me start, get a trumpet. Start doing shit tap dancing. You've got it. You'll have all
just,
people
just
crying.
Stick it on the spot, like...
The director will be like, zoom in on someone crying. Zoom in on someone crying. Quickly, quickly, quickly.
Dog's there cocking. It's like I'm going to piss against the wheelchair. You're in. You're in the final. You'll be golden buzzer.
So what was with the wooing?
I was howling.
No.
But not like I wasn't giving it my all because...
Well, the howl to represent a wolf.
Yes.
Ah, right. Which leads us on to...
God.
T-Wolf!
Keep up, mate. Keep up.
I should check the Canada then. Oh yeah, it's not the Gremlins, yeah.
Not Gremlins. Shh. Shh, not talk about Gremlins. Yeah, T-Wolf. Because, do you know what? I can't even believe I forgot to suggest we do this, because I love that film. And I just forgot, and then it was on TV a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, oh yeah, let's do T-Wolf. Oh,
it's so good as well. Was it the... Oh, that would have been the cut one. The uncut one's better, isn't it?
The uncut version, to me... is the one where the Pamela, love interest, gets the boobs out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he howls when the camera cuts away because they have sex.
Yeah.
Well, what happened in the uncut version, yeah, she didn't get boobs out, but the howling still happened. So this is like at 2 o'clock on ITV2.
Yeah.
She's there in like
her
underwear,
yeah.
Kisses him, and then it cuts to the outside of the school and you just hear her, not a trumpet, but a... So, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they did suggest it.
Wolves aren't supposed to be shy.
And I'm going to get this one straight off the bat.
Yeah.
They didn't cut the other bit out. Do you know which bit I'm talking about?
The end willy bit.
The end willy bit. It was still in there. Which makes me laugh because they can't cut it out because it's just before it's like the most pivotal scene. It's when he's lifted at the end of the film to celebrate and it's there and it's like a freeze frame. And then the credits roll. It's like impossible to cut out.
They could probably blur it or something.
So if anyone doesn't know, literally until it was out on home video, it was a good few years after the film came out. There's a scene at the end, there's a basketball match, which they win. Spoiler. And there's a bit where, I just call him Martin McFly all the time. Michael J. Fox gets lifted up to celebrate being the winner. And an extra in the background has his knob out.
It's fucking brilliant.
It's so funny. And then the screen, I think it just freeze frames and the credits roll. But it's right next to his head.
It's so good. It's like his little bit of Anakin.
So good. And it's so good.
It's more famous than some of the other people in the film.
I know. It's so funny. But they totally, the production, like the team completely missed it. Or they say they did. I mean, when you look at a film, you have to look at everything. And I just think they got that shot. They might not have seen it on the day, but there's no way they were going to reshoot that film.
Did you know, though, there's, you know, production teams and, you know, some of the some of the crew behind films do put little Easter egg things in or things there's, you know, the two mice, the rescuers down under, the rescuers, those two mice, they go rescue a kid or something. There's a bit there where they're sliding through and there's a woman in a flat with her boobs out. And it's an actual filmed bit of a woman with her boobs out.
But, really?
Yeah, yeah, you can look at it on YouTube and it slows it down for you and you see a woman with her boobs out.
That's so funny. On Reddit, there's a group called Movie Details, and they have loads of stuff like that. So, for example, the shirt that Marty McFly wears in Back to the Future 3, when he goes back to the Old West, the 1955 Doc gives him a cowboy shirt to wear, and it's got atoms all over it.
Yeah.
And then Doc wears, has got, like, cowboys and Indians on and stuff. So it's like a precursor to what's happening. Anyway, but just on that, Rescuers Down Under one, if you just Google Disney secret bits, there's loads.
Like, it makes
Jessica
you think
Rabbit,
about
the flashing and stuff like that. Cox in the stars and stuff.
These geeks there are drawing it away because let's put a bit of tits in.
Yeah, all they do all day long is sit in an office with men drawing cartoon anthropomorphic animals and then slip it in.
Yeah. Just a job like that to me thinks you tree.
It's just a bit weird doing it with cartoons, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a bit weird. Anyway.
Back to Teen Wolf.
Do you want to explain the plot? Or do you want me to?
Yeah, we could explain the plot and then we'll go into it.
So Scott, played by Michael J. Fox, is 17-year-old classic in betweener, and he plays on the basketball team,
get the basketball job?
I actually think that's more difficult to accept than the fact that he can turn into a wolf.
It's tiny.
I mean, if you're measuring the unbelievability of the film, yeah, Michael J. like turns into a wolf. Oh my god, that's unbelievable. He's on the basketball team. That trumps it, I think.
Why didn't they put him as soccer? More believable.
Because they didn't play soccer in America in the 80s, did they?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out he can turn into a wolf, and as a teenager, it's a bit like hormones. He slowly starts seeing the change, and then becomes a wolf in the middle of a basketball game where they're rubbish. Everyone's amazed, but being the wolf, he suddenly becomes amazing at basketball.
Yeah,
and then the film goes on about how he didn't realise his best friend Booth fancied him. He becomes like a minor celebrity in the school and the town for being a wolf, and he just keeps turning into a wolf to become famous. And his best mate sells merchandise, and he gets with this girl, like the attractive blonde girl, who really only wants to be with him because he's the wolf.
Yeah.
She's incidentally dating Mick, who is the rival basketball player for the Dragons, and his basketball team, funnily enough, is called the Beavers. Beavers versus the Dragons. So he just goes through. It's about him kind of coming to terms with being the wolf and like hiding behind the wolf personality. And it turns out his family can alter. Well, his dad can turn into a wolf, but usually it skips a generation. Apparently,
I was hoping it would pass you by.
Well, Daddy, it didn't pass me by. It landed on my face.
But it's about him coming to terms with it, and but there's one moment where he goes to the school dance with Booth, and she likes Scott. She doesn't want to be with the wolf.
Yeah.
So he agrees to go as himself, but and everyone accepts that. Everyone goes, right, yeah, it's Scott. You know, he doesn't need the wolf. But then Mick, the rival basketball player from a different school, is at the school dance,
which is weird.
Well, it's because he's going out with this blonde bombshell that he's fancied. Mm. She obviously just invited him, but he looks about 30, obviously. and he kind of like takes the piss of him and kind of threatens him. And then the wolf comes out without Scott being able to control him. And then everyone's shocked that the wolf was so vicious. And so Scott then denounces the wolf, doesn't want to be the wolf. and he turns up for the final, the tournament game, the final of the tournament basketball game, which is against the Dragons.
Who are all like 6 foot odd.
They're all 20, 30 year old, six, 7 foot year old men. He's 5'5". Chubby is one of his mates is there.
Who walks around eating pizza.
He just eats pizza all the time. And he just turns up not as the wolf, so everyone's disappointed and start getting like spanked. But then they get a basket back, and then they get the confidence, and they end up winning the game, and not as the wolf, which everyone wanted him to be.
You know what? You describing the story like that would make anyone think, "Wow, that doesn't sound like a very clever plot or anything." But it's the funness in it.
It's fun. It's not the greatest film, but it's just kitsch 80s fun. Obviously. I like it more because of the nostalgia.
Yeah.
But it's just a fun game. It's a comedy, and actually, it's actually got funny bits. Now, I talk about some of the shit teen films on Netflix and stuff quite a bit because they're positioned as comedies, but they're never fucking funny. But this one's actually funny. Yeah. There's actually some great one-liners. There's some really fun bits in it. So it's really good fun. The soundtrack's brilliant as well.
Was this film made for Michael J. Fox? Did the line?
So it came out in 85, yeah. And they started making it in the summer, which is usually when Michael J. Fox took a break between Family Ties. But it was they started filming it the same year that he became like where Family Ties had become a mega hit that year.
Yeah.
And Back to the Future had just come out of the cinema.
So he was just going mega.
They wanted to make, I think it was supposed to be, it would have been a straight-to-video cash-in completely, and they just got super lucky to have hired Michael J. Fox when he exploded onto the scene. So when they were filming it, I think, he was massive from Family Ties, and, the film took twice as long to make because people were just waiting for him to come out, and they were cheering, he had to quiet everyone down, so he actually really struggled to make it because of his fame. And then, just so happens, it was released 6 weeks after Back to the Future came out.
Jesus.
So it's very, I mean, you never, very, 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 very rarely get a film, two films of the same actor at the same time due to scheduling. So it did really well. It was like a budget of $1.5 million, but made about $33 million in America. Went to number two in the charts behind Back to the Future, which had been at number one for 6 weeks. It's a great example of a film being successful because of the lead.
Lucky out there. Can you imagine Michael J. Fox's agent if the impact of Back to the Future came out and this was a year later and he says, can we have him for this? They'll be like, it's going to cost about five times as much now.
$1.5 million would have been his salary alone.
Yeah.
It's so funny because he made so many films within 5 years in the 80s. And like the contract for Back to the Future probably would have signed him up for a trilogy anyway. I wonder actually how much money he made from him. Do you know what I mean? Because it's such a short period of time that he was like box office gold.
Yeah.
And the contracts he was signing would have been prior to other films being successful. So, not like Jim Carrey, for example, after Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. He went for $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $10 million, $20 million. But that was across like 10 years. I don't think Michael J. Fox had that. I reckon it would have been like $50 grand, $150 grand, $250 grand.
Would he had like maybe the contracts got better as he got a percentage of the film or stuff like that, or do you think he just would have signed off?
He would have signed on, just appearance fees, I reckon. Yeah. After Back to the Future 3, he wasn't in much, though, was he?
No.
He did a couple, I think maybe Doc tried that, Hollywood.
What was that Army one he was in? What, he tried to be a bit serious.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, actually. I know what you mean, I can't remember what it's called. But I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, he just tried
I just remember him disappearing and then coming back for Spin City.
Which is awesome.
I love Spin City. It's great. I need to rewatch, actually. I wish Channel 4 re-aired it, because they had it, didn't they?
You'd hope Netflix would pick it up or something.
It might be on Amazon or something.
Well, it could be.
Have a look. I
remember when I first watched Teen Wolf, right? And I remember it because My mum was there, my dad, my brother, and my dad had it on VHS. And we put it in, we watched it, and when it got to the bit where the blonde was seducing him, and yeah. My mum was like, "What's going out the room? Does anyone want a cup of tea?"
How old are you?
Oh,
21.
Last week. I must have been about 11, 12, something like that.
Yeah, orcs. Yeah. See, I actually don't remember the first time watching it. I think I watched Teen Wolf 2 before it.
Oh,
because
God, that would have put you off.
I remember going, I think I went to the cinema with that twice. That was to watch, no, three times. Harry and the Hendersons, Teen Wolf 2, and I remember we went to watch one film, me, my dad and my brother, but we'd missed it, and the only thing on was a film with, I can't remember what it's called now, Wilt or something. It was with Mel Smith and Griff Rhys-Jones. It was when after they became like famous like comedy pairing, they'd made this film, and it was an adult film. And that was the only thing on. And I remember being in the cinema. I don't even remember watching the film. I just remember being in the cinema with that on. But I remember going to watch Teen Wolf 2. I think it was my brother's choice. And it was a Saturday night. The cinema was packed. And it was actually, I remember feeling a little bit uneasy because it was full of teenagers. It was packed cinema, full of young people. Yeah. I was, what, 9 or something.
Oh, they would have been quite leery,
yeah. Yeah. And I just remember, watching the film. But then at the same time, maybe I had watched Teen Wolf because I've got a memory of thinking, I've seen this before. Because the Teen Wolf 2 is exactly the same as Teen Wolf 1.
Same story, isn't it?
Except it's boxing. Chubby's in it for some reason.
Probably the only two films he is in.
Yeah, I'd have to look him up, actually.
I bet we could have got him on this podcast.
Do you know what? We said this before. If we do a film which is a bit culty, we should try and get someone who was in it as an extra.
Yeah, just to come on.
Just to come on, that'd be cool. That we should have done, Chubby. But the one scene from the film I loved, and I just really wanted to recreate, was when he's car surfing.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say it's iconic. Most people won't know what it's from. But for me, having watched it, it was iconic. I thought, how fucking cool is that?
It's the coolest part of the film, that one.
Completely.
I bet you had loads of people trying it. You falling off, killing.
I'm sure there was, yeah. I'm sure there was. I absolutely loved it.
These waves are mine.
What did you think of the actual transformation into a wolf?
Terrible.
All that is stuck on hair on his face.
I mean, he's the worst looking wolf you'll ever see. He looks weird. It makes him look like an old man.
Yeah.
But it's bad. The thing is, he needed to keep looking human. I can't think of how else they could have done it at that time.
Well, he didn't want it to look scary, did he? So it can't be like an American Werewolf in London type, could it?
No. And no, he hasn't got a snout. It's his face.
Budget reasons. What he had to do, he had to move around a lot. So he couldn't be loads of prosthetics on him either because he wanted to do the stuff. So it looks like probably the best he could have done.
It looks like they just stuck merkins on him.
Yeah.
That's all it looks like. But actually, they play it for laughs because I really like the scene when he's getting ready to go out as the wolf and he's like blow drying his mane.
Yeah.
Blow drying his hairy arms and stuff. So actually quite funny. Does he have a tail? I can't remember if he has a tail or not.
They do a dance, don't they? And they sort of like pretend like they're shaking their ass or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's a bit of a zombie dance, isn't it, where they kind of claws up.
Yeah.
I think he has a tail.
But talking about claws up, one of the first instances when he goes to that, like,
spin the bottle thing,
he's in there with that girl who likes him. And he ends up scratching.
Scratching her back. And they're like, what the hell happened there?
Well, she wasn't bothered, was she? She liked that.
Well, she's like one of his best mates, but she loves him and he doesn't realise. Oh, that's why he goes after.
That's like a very typical teen.
Yeah. I mean, it's very generic. It's a generic teen, real basic teen film, but with the high concept spin of he's a wolf. He turns into a wolf. He turns into a weird, weird, like, manicured wolf.
Who doesn't want to eat, like, raw flesh or anything. He still has his own mannerisms.
He has chips.
He's just more confident.
Well, that's the whole theme, is it? Is it? It's about coming. It's a coming of age story, really. It's about being yourself, and it's about his relationship with his dad as well. Because if you think about it throughout it, his when he becomes the wolf, he ignores his dad. He doesn't turn up for work at the shop and stuff. But actually, he re-engages with his dad towards the end. So it's quite a nice story in that respect.
I did like that they do like a throwback because when his dad sees his head teacher. I mean,
yeah,
that was good, and it's quite a little bit like they did in Back to the Future as well. You know what I mean? I wonder if they added that in as a touch, like to show like this small town has very similar ways, you know, go to the same school and all that.
Yeah, completely. And that's why I think that's the only link with Teen Wolf 2 is that Jason Bateman, who's wolf is Scott's cousin. And then when he turned into a wolf, when he realizes he can become a wolf, he goes to see the dad from the first film to say, "Oh, what's this all about?" So I quite like it. Maybe there's like, do you know what, they could have created a mini Teen Wolf universe.
But he did do the Teen Wolf TV series.
The MTV series, which I refuse to watch because they made that when Vampire Diaries was being really popular.
Yeah.
And that was MTV's attempt to get in the tween market. And I think, to be honest, I think I watched the first couple of episodes, but they took it too seriously.
I did the same thing.
Comedy.
No,
it wasn't fun.
No, I did the exact same thing. I watched a couple of episodes, like I got it, downloaded it, and thought, oh, what's this? And I didn't like the way that it went dark. I would have preferred it being tongue-in-cheek and having a laugh. Yeah,
it's the Twilight generation.
Yeah, that's all it is. It just jumped into it. And everyone's dead pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where's the kid?
That's the problem. That's the thing. So Michael J. Fox could get away with being that in-betweener. Because he's not handsome, is he?
No.
He's cute.
Yeah.
Whereas in Teen Wolf, they're super ripped and gorgeous. They're all bloody Calvin Klein and Abercrombie models. Yeah, it didn't work for me. But they made it about fucking 7 years of it. So someone was watching it.
Yeah, well, it did well, didn't it?
Do you remember the cartoon?
Yes, I do remember the cartoon. I do.
I remember watching like maybe one or two episodes of it, like maybe like first thing in the morning on Channel 4 or something.
Yeah, same thing.
So I watched some of the first episode in preparation for this. They live in Wolverton as opposed to Nebraska. That's where he lives, Wolverton, and the whole family turn into wolves.
Yeah, I do. Has he got like a little brother or there's a baby one I ever remember.
There is. But what I noticed when I watched it, the music to the cartoon, the intro music, is a complete rip-off of the Weird Science song.
Oh, right.
From the film Weird Science. So honestly, go listen to Weird Science, see, by Oingo Boingo. Yeah. So they're like, Weird Science, doom doom, and the guitar riff goes down down da down 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 down, and then the Teen Wolf theme goes down down da down down oh down down da down. It's exactly the same.
There's some suing claim gonna go on for that.
I think there is. I think there completely is.
Oh my god! I used to watch it, like I said, in the morning, and it was on. There was a big trait of them at the time. I don't know if you remember. There was a Ghostbusters cartoon. There
the real Ghostbusters.
That was it. Yeah, because they had problems with the naming of it, didn't they? Then
Mr. T cartoon.
Mr. T cartoon. Yeah.
Do you remember the MC Hammer cartoon?
No.
That used to be on. That used to be on before The Big Breakfast.
Oh, was it?
And he was like a hero in the ghetto. So he's like a superhero, and he would help black kids in the ghetto. And he would just like, when they needed help, he would just start dancing, like doing his dance, and musical notes would come out of his feet, and they would like solve shit.
Oh, there was a Michael Jackson one, Jackson 5 cartoon that was big in the 70s. But they kept playing that on Channel 4 for a long time. Like Channel 4 seemed to pick up like,
they got loads of
a job lot of the ones, Well, on the Teen Wolf as well, the soundtrack.
I love it. Lots of the songs are called after wolf things, like Howling at the Moon and stuff. But it's actually a really alternative 80s soundtrack. So none of the songs you'll know.
Yeah.
They're not big 80s hits, but they're all actually really good. And there's a band, or was a band, DJ group. So there's a band, or it used to be a band in the UK called Audio Bullies. And they released their first song, was called We Don't Care. And the video is brilliant because it's about this chavvy little kid who's about 9 going around beating the shit out of people. But they sampled one of the songs from Teen Wolf. And it's the song when he goes into the school dance. It's actually a really cool song, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's really cool, yeah.
And they sampled it.
Ah, right. Oh, that'd be a good one. I might throw that on at the end of this, then.
Throw it on the end of this. The Audio Bullies song that, yeah, it's called We Don't Care, off their Ego War album from 2003. Brilliant. And I've made a playlist of the soundtrack on Apple Music.
Oh, thanks. So
if you want to look it up.
People can listen to that one. I'll do one for the Spotify then.
Yeah, do one for the Spotify.
Do you remember the poster of Teen Wolf? It was like Superman effect.
Yeah, he's just ripping his jacket back to reveal the logo and the hairy chest.
Why? It's Superman, isn't it? That's what it is. It's like a superhero.
Well, it's better than the poster for the second film, where he's just got hairy arms, he's leaning against a lot of books.
I know that's not unusual. I've got hairy arms. So I couldn't catch that it was a werewolf. Did you know? I'm not sure if this is a rumor or not, because I've got a few things written down. Did you know that Michael J. Fox actually didn't like the film?
Why not?
He didn't say why. It just says in an interview at the time that he refused to come back to do the sequel because he says, and this is a quote for him, Steven Spielberg's down the street making great movies. Why am I playing a wolf?
All right, Big Ed.
I know. Well, woo! Look what you end up. Back on TV after a few years.
That smacks of bigger than his boots then.
Yeah.
But he should have said that. He should have said it, but I kind of get it. I wouldn't have done the sequel.
No, but he signed up to do this probably at the point where they didn't realise how big Back to the Future was going to be around.
Like, oh, yeah, completely.
Yeah, so yeah. He was committed to his contract, and he did a great job, and it was a big hit. So really, you should just be chuffed.
Just be chuffed.
Just because you got 20 quid for doing it.
No, he would have got nothing.
He would have got nothing.
When they released it in like other countries to cash in on Back to the Future, they renamed the film to something like Future Boy. It's got nothing to do with the future. And in one place, think like China or something, they just renamed his character from Scott to Marty.
No.
They just renamed it.
For one thing, you're going to be able to do a lot of things the other guys aren't.
Oh, like chase cars and bite the mailman?
Just got another thing, another little tidbit if you want to know.
Go on then.
The jersey worn by Michael J. Fox was sold to in Beverly Hills pawn shop for $30,000.
Bloody hell.
Someone's put underneath, which was probably his salary. He should have kept it and sold it himself.
How much money did you make from doing Teen Wolf? Well, I got 20 grand for the film, and then I got 30 grand for my shirt. That's funny.
Right, you know, like we said that the makeup's pretty ranking.
Bad.
And it just looks like he stuck stuff on. And you can easily tell that he can move his jaw, okay, yeah? Well, apparently Michael J. Fox complained that he couldn't eat solid food at the time, so he had to drink milkshakes and have soup. He's talking shit. He's talking and laughing and joking. How is the there's no prosthetics on his face, is there?
There is, yeah, there is.
There's only a little bit. It's like
his cheeks are padded out. I wonder if it just came loose when he ate. But I heard the same thing for the sequel.
Oh, right.
Because they had a stand-in for the sequel for most. So Jason Bateman apparently was hardly in costume, let's call it, makeup. And they had someone else who would sit in it for like 6 hours a day. And yeah, he had to have milkshakes for food.
Oh.
Either that or the budget was so shit they couldn't afford solid food.
I was more like, oh, you know when Michael J. Fox gets slapped in the face?
Which point? In the dance or the basket? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she slapped him that hard. Michael J. Fox complained, and then the director had to have a chat with her and say you had to redo it. It's more of a stage slap, not a proper slap.
Michael is not coming out very well from this.
He isn't, is he? I just think he probably had a bad time making that film. I think he probably, he felt he'd done that. Well, he'd done
he
Back
felt
to the
it
Future.
Was beneath him. He totally felt it was beneath
but
him.
But also, you think of his busy schedule. The guy had, was working during the day, doing Back to the Future at night, some bits, wouldn't he? Then he probably had this straight afterwards. He probably didn't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And he didn't want to be dressed up as a wolf. Sorry, mate. I love the film, though. It has got a cult following. You can even you can still buy merch. You can still buy, like, T-shirts with Teen Wolf and stuff on.
Oh,
at least
yeah.
I do.
I would wear a Teen Wolf shirt. I might try Wish.com today. There's an advert for it.
Wish.com? What's Wish.com? It sounds like a charity.
Have you never been on it? Oh, man, it's like the dodgy Chinese website, and they sell, like, dodgy snide gear. I ordered four UFC T-shirts from it, because it was, like, £2 each, right? And I got four T-shirts with a dog dabbing. And I sent a picture to them, and I said, this isn't what I wanted. And then they sent me one back and said, that's what you ordered. Fucking isn't.
Some dogs dabbing. How did they get that so wrong?
I don't know. Well, they also got. I also got the green screen from them, but I finally got it right. But at one point, they sent me an email to say, we haven't got the green screen, but we got something similar, and sent me a picture of a fishing kit. I think there's a language barrier somewhere.
Oh, my God. What a great site. Well, you can buy Teen Wolf T-shirts on Amazon, like, with the logo and stuff on.
Yeah, or probably cheaper from Wish.com.
You can even buy a Beavers T-shirt. Would you walk around with a T-shirt which said Beavers on the front?
I'd like to get it as a jacket. I mean, it'd just be cool walking around like,
well,
Paramount.
Beavers,
like
Beavers, Paramount, Beavers jacket. So what's
You've not searched that on your work computer.
So, if I've just googled in images Beaver's jacket, right? There's actually a jacket, like a American school jacket, called the Scott Howard Beacon Hills Beaver's jacket, which is what he would have worn at school. But there's a Teen Wolf medium. I can't think what. I can't see what the rest. All right, adult movie. So there's a Teen Wolf werewolf costume. So, and he's got hairs coming out of his hand. He looks like Hagrid.
Give me a keg of beer.
Oh, I've got a couple of more tidbits for you. The school where they filmed it was so close to the airport that they kept having to stop because airplanes were going over, which coincided in stretching the time out for the film. The extras, what they got for the movie, was just like from the local area, and they were so excited to be on the movie because Michael J. Fox, that the director more or less just let them come in and sit where they wanted. Yeah, but there was also some complaints because there was a lot of adults just sat there, and it's supposed to be kids.
Well, if you look at the final basketball match, it's a proper random selection of people in the crowd.
Yeah, yeah,
and it just could show the shit budget they had because the audio. When they're in the final basketball game, is terrible. The audio it's so weird. Like the crowd noise, it sounds like dial up internet. It's such a bad audio in that part of the film.
I think it just goes to show that there's how small the budget was, and this might be one of the reasons why there's a bit of a tete-a-tete with Michael J. Fox. You know, he's used to playing with the big boys now. I mean, he's used to doing stuff professional.
Yeah, not fucking shitty makeup. Do you not think they've missed a trick this year by having Teen Wolf 2020? And it would have been his kids.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not think that would have worked?
Yeah, that would have been good.
And in the age of, like, instant insta-fame that you can be on social media and stuff.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's a missed opportunity. I know they made a TV series, but they could have made a proper comedy film again.
Making a comedy film and maybe had Michael J. Fox in as a dad.
As the dad, yeah.
That would have been perfect.
Because the kid could absolutely feasibly be 17. Because it's 35 years old this year. So, yeah, you could have had a kid later in life, or you could have had a couple of kids.
Yeah, it would work.
Do you know what? It could have been a lady, Teen Wolf Fett 2020 or something.
So that'll fit with the current trend. That'll be right.
But would it work if you did a lady wolf? Like, it'd just look weird, wouldn't it?
Plus, no one really wants to see a really hairy lady. You're just in classes, you start sprouting hair from underneath a pit. So you're like,
people wouldn't be gone, oh my god, he's so cool. People would have gone, what the actual fuck? And she's just there walking around with her tail up, and she's just like showing her ass to everyone because she's on heat.
And don't you have like six nipples or something? It would work. Let's do a porn version. I bet there's a porn version.
She would actually go to a doggy parlour to get trimmed up, and they'd be there. Yeah, they'd be just like combing the hair on the front of all these nipples.
You see her running through the school with actual someone dressed as Teen Wolf because she's
in heels.
Oh my god, it would work as a comedy thing. It would fucking work. It'd be so funny.
Oh my god. What sport would she play? Would she play a sport?
Let it be one of those like society girls. You know, the posh ones, the one with loads of money. I mean,
would it be like Legally Blonde or something?
Yeah, but it's like she like dabbing her face, and all of a sudden she sprouts the hair. It would work, man.
And she won't have like a little a chihuahua in the back. She'd just have like a soft toy that she loves to play with.
Oh, at the beginning she has a chihuahua, but when she first changed, she eats it. She eats it. Fuck, we got it. We've got Table 3.
That's so funny. Teen Wolf 2020. It's a lady teen. Have you not got a... Well, one time story around Teen Wolf.
Oh,
did they not get inspiration from you?
It's funny you should bring that up, right? Because this is serious as well. I was a member of the Salford Amateur Operatic Society.
Podcast terminated. 10:45 a.m.
Oh, I was a member of the Salford Amateur Operatic Society, yeah. And we were doing a production of Barnum, right?
What's Barnum?
We interrupt it here just to say it's actually Brigadoon and not Barnum. It's where these Americans go to Scotland, and it's all a musical. And once a day every 100 years, this village appears, and then he falls in love with this woman and tries to go back, but the village is no longer there.
Actually, sounds quite a good story. Is that a famous story?
Yeah, it's a famous story. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, it's good. It's good. It's
I'm just surprised such a low-key amateur operatic society group appear to have done a performance on something that's extremely niche no one's heard of, when I would have thought they'd do something like Oklahoma or something.
I was only young. I was like 17, and I went to the college where it was being done. So I asked if they wanted any help just to be in it. And they had a costume of like what looked like a wolf type thing. It was like a really hairy costume thing, and I just dressed up in
it. And it was a mirror. And it was just a mirror. You looked in the mirror.
I might as well have been. I was that hairy in college.
Right. So hang on. There's Salford Amateur Operatics Society.
Yeah.
We're preparing a performance of a play I'd never heard of.
A band.
And I would put money on most people not having heard of. You at 17 just turned up, walked in, saw a hairy costume.
Well,
and
not
put
just
it on.
Turned on. I was like, oh, can I be part of it? And they said, we need people backstage. I was like, because I've obviously got a face for radio, not for theatre. And then I thought, right, I'll work backstage. But because I was in the backstage, you had loads of like costumes. And I put this hairy thing on, and I was running around just like messing about in the basketball part of Pendleton College. So I had this hairy costume on, thinking I was Teen Wolf. Then my kid actually was Teen Wolf. Boom, boom, boom. There's another one bites the dust.
And so I'm guessing then, the Chubby was part of the same operatic system. He saw this. I went, fucking hell, that's a cool idea. Went back to LA.
Yeah.
Met a screenwriter. Went, do you know what? I met this really hairy guy. He's really tall. He'd be a good basketball player. In fact, I saw him doing this thing. And that's what kicked it all off, was it?
That's what kicked it all off. That did actually happen, though. That did actually happen.
I'm not right. But we just need to revisit this.
And let me just tell you one thing here. I messed up the Barnum. We had it only held like 150 people. So 150 people turned up. And it's the second night of performance. It was over 3 nights. And I was doing the scenery. And the guy who was supposed to be with me took ill. So I was supposed to have left this scenery in. So he turns up, these two Americans. And where the village was is no longer there, right? So there's this scenery there.
But you left the village there.
I fucking left it there! And they're saying, oh, where's the village? And because it's in Salford, some of the audience going, fucking behind you, it's behind you, mate! Behind you! And then quickly, someone says, Cliff! So I put the scenery down, and then someone goes, it's not now! Yeah, I wasn't asked to do it again.
What, the third and final night?
Yeah. It's like, don't bother.
I just got an image of you in the background dressed up as fucking T-Wolf just kicking it over. It's gone now.
I was so like, oh no, flustered. Oh.
But there's so much fun rap. So when you turned up, I take it you didn't turn up on opening night and said, can I help? You turned up as pre-production, yeah?
Yeah.
And they were just like, yeah, you can help with this. So you didn't pay attention to what you had to do because you were rooting around like T-Wolf.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, oh my God, I can't handle this. This would be so funny if I just call in sick and leave Cliff to do it. So he calls in sick.
I bet he was in the audience. I bet he was fucking sat there.
He's the one going, I can see it.
It was so funny. Like, they had smoke and everything coming through.
The whole premise of this is that there's a village that pops up every 100 years, and someone returns, and the village is gone. That's the whole thing. Yeah. Hinges on it disappearing.
And then there's a love connection, and then the smoke fills the air, and the village appears, because love conquers all type thing. That's the whole point of the story.
So what were you doing when the village... Why didn't you remove it?
I think I was just pissing around.
I'd
seen the plays that many times. You just get bored, don't you? So
you had one job.
I had one job. I left it there.
Right, Cliff. It's really important. You got one job. You put the village up, and then when the curtains close, you take it down.
Yeah, but testament to the actors, they acted like it was still not there. They was like, oh, where's the village gone? Oh my God, my love, my dying love.
Well, what do you expect them to do? They're not saying you're going to go, aha, alas, it's here.
But because I could hear them, because I could hear them say that, I was just ignoring someone underneath because they had to be up in the riggings saying, Cliff. I just couldn't hear that. So I could hear them just carrying on. And it was
You just in your own world?
Yeah, it was only own world. It was only when I heard the audience, because it was a bit out of context from what I'm used to hearing, say, it's behind you, mate!
But what were you doing? What were you just in the world of your own up
there?
Yeah,
just sat there. La la la. Because it's dead dark as well. There's a bit of light.
You have a little wank, I'll make it rain.
There's a bird dropping on you, mate. You know what? I'm getting to see
your
these pods
must
now.
Your mum must be so proud.
So proud. So proud of me.
Cliff. Right, one job. Put up the village, then put down the village. It's two jobs.
That's it.
Right, put it up, take it down.
You see, but it's their own fault. If the actors would have said, said something, I would have pulled it. It's only because they had it in my head, I've heard it that many times.
What do you want them to say? Do you want to just break character and go, sorry, everyone. Cliff, you've left the village. Right. What do you want to do? Or do you want to suddenly go off script and just pretend that it's there and then the whole thing changes?
Yeah.
What else are they supposed to do?
Yeah. Just give us a shout. Give us a nod or something.
What was the director doing?
Oh, he was pissed off.
Was he a performer as well? Like, usually,
he was a performer and obviously took like the main lead. He was the one who fell in love. Afterwards, he was just like, it was a bit of like a lovey-dovey darling thing. It wasn't from the area. And he was like, oh God, can't work with this.
Oh golly gosh, I'm ruining my career.
Yeah. To the 100-odd people sat there from Salford.
They just waltzed in because there was a promise of a free cup of tea.
That was it. Free tea biscuits.
Free tea biscuits.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was expecting Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf, the stage musical.
Oh, we should do that. Would that work? They fucking turned everything into a musical. I can't believe that nobody's thought about that.
Go back to, they made Legally Blonde a musical, so yeah. They made Ghost a musical, so yeah, I think they could do Teen Wolf.
Could do it, couldn't they? That would work quite well, actually.
I don't think it's got the following, though. I don't think it's got the audience, unfortunately.
It will have the following once we bring out Teen Wolf 3, the hairy
Teen
bitch.
Wolf 2020.
Tagline.
Well, it's got to be, we won't make it now, so it'll have to be Teen Wolf 2022.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah. Oh, this time, the lady bites back or something.
Yes. Yes. And she's a supporter of the Beavers.
She plays for the Beavers hockey team.
Oh my God, it would work. People would love it.
Who would they be up against? What would the rival team be called? The Witches or something?
Yeah, the Bitches or something.
Yeah.
Bitches. And they keep mispronouncing it, saying the Bitches. That's what's funny, isn't it?
Job done.
Yeah, job done, finished, done. Someone take that. Oh, did you know, for the listeners out there, Back to the Future musical is hitting London. We've seen it.
Yeah.
We saw the premiere.
Yeah, I said last time, I'll be pissed if they start positioning it as world premiere again and then all the cast turn up from the films. I'd be like, no. I've been to both premieres already.
Yeah, he's been to both already. We've got pictures, we can prove it. I do think they superimposed the Evening Standard on the trailer.
Oh, they would have done. Yeah, they would have just touched the graphic up.
Yeah. Because it does look like that in the background.
I mean, it's interesting that they've said, you know, next summer, while every other stage musical is dying on its ass and there's no plans for them coming back, they've got this one going, oh, literally, we'll be back.
Oh, I've got another little bitch from Michael J. Fox.
I've got
a few things written down. Like, the studio wanted Scott to dress more like Sean Penn, because Sean Penn was really popular at the time, from Fast Times in Richmond High.
Fast Times but what, he was a stoner in that, though.
Yeah, no, so it didn't really work. So they had to get a studio executive fly in to visit the set for one day.
Fly in? Nobody flew in. It was filmed in L.A.
Oh, someone's written this as fly in. But whatever.
Someone also wrote that one of the cast members, like the character of Pam, was a Playboy model.
She wasn't.
They've got the wrong actress. They've got the completely wrong fact with the wrong film.
Ah, that's a bugger when people put things in. You know, think internet should be policed. There should be. Who's looking after this?
Who is monitoring the fucking internet? It drives me
mad. It's driving me mad. Oh, you know what I mean? Anyway. I put on there and the people love the anyway, yeah, so the studio executives came in, checked it over with Michael, and he was happy with the wardrobe they had, even though Michael Jackson.
Didn't he turn into a wolf in Thriller?
Yeah, what year was that? 85?
Thriller was 84. 85.
There was loads of wolf films in the 80s, weren't there? I've not seen one for ages.
What wolf? Well,
you had The Howlings, which was 80s. You had Company of Wolves, 87. American Werewolf in London, which was massive, 81. You had this one, Teen Wolf 2. So I think there was more wolves than vampires, and then vampires was like 90s, wasn't it?
Well, I just think now they don't make a wolf film on its own. Wolves are just bundled in with vampire films.
Yeah.
Because wolves are always... Not always the baddie, are they? But they're the enemy of vampires. I wonder where that's come from. Because if you think about the Dracula film, the book, the origins, he turns into a wolf.
Yeah.
So they're actually... Do they? I thought they were more friends than foes.
I think it's just a modern way of looking at it. But like you said, they haven't seen the wolves as being like, they always seem to be second best to the vampires, don't they?
Yeah. We need to change that, I said, with Teen Wolf 2022, with tits.
Yeah. So should we chuck in a vampire as
Teen
well?
Teen Wolf with tits 2022. That's the name of the film.
This is starting to get from a PG up to a 15 now. It's going to be an 18.
There's never a PG in my eyes.
What was Teen Wolf?
The rating? Well, it would have been a 12A.
Yeah, but it did have 12, 12 in the UK.
Well, though, she gets her boobs out. That's an immediate.
Well, there wasn't 12 in the UK until 90s, was it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know what the ratings are now. Everything's a... I don't know. They changed it, didn't they, in the early noughties? And then you had all 18 films suddenly became 15 films. So they played it down to get a bigger audience. They cocked about with it.
Yeah.
There's never an 18 film anymore.
No, it's
Whereas
rare.
Growing up, there were loads of 18s.
But now those films, what we've seen, what was 18, they've reduced them now. You look on Amazon.
Oh, have they? They've been reclassified.
A lot of them reclassified over the years as well. Yeah. I think they just go, well, how much sex is in it? And that's it. And they leave. And if it's violent now, you can get away with a hell of a lot more violence now. Yeah. The ratings than they used to.
Yeah, I wonder what classifies 18. It's got to be cunt and twat, and then it's got to be...
Bonking. You have to bonking. Ask bonking. We'll all be planning out a route. Shoot it, fat boy! So, we've had a look at the production.
Yeah, I'm exhausted on Teen Wolf.
I'm exhausted now. We did a lot. You know, even Michael J. Fox says he didn't really like it. Big-headed bastard. Well, small-headed bastard. And we really think we've got an idea for Teen Wolf 3. So if anyone hears what we're talking about, just give us a shout. And Fatboy Slicker will write a script for you.
Yeah, easy.
No problem. I'll film it. No problem at all. Uh-huh. Okay, I think we've come to the end of the podcast now. And thank you very much again for Fatboy Slick joining us to go through Teen Wolf.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's things I haven't told you. I go out late at night. And if I was to tell you, you'd see my different side. There's things I haven't told you. I go out late at night. And if I was to tell you, you'd see my different side. There's things I haven't told you. I go out late at night. And if I was to tell you, you'd see my different side. There's things I haven't told you. I go out late at night. And if I was to tell you, you'd see my different side. What the fuck?
You'd see my different side. There's things I haven't told you. I go out late at night.